The Space Development Agency has issued a new request for proposals for Tranche 1 transport layer of the National Defense Space Architecture under other transaction authorities. The solicitation covers the procurement of the 126 initial T1TL satellites, which will be launched in six stacks of 24 satellites. SDA initially wanted to pursue traditional contracting mechanisms instead of OTAs, which allow for more streamlined solicitation, evaluation, and contract award processes. Responses to the new RFP are due November 24, according to an announcement posted on SAM.gov. In an email to Breaking Defense, SDA spokesperson Jennifer Elza said the protest filed by Maxar on October 8 factored into the agency's decision to cancel the previous RFP. Maxar filed the protest with the Government Accountability Office to ensure that the government follows its own rules in connection with the procurement of T1TL satellites. SDA is committed to full and open competition, and the agency understands protests are a potential and not uncommon part of the process, but SDA would like to avoid even the perception that competition was limited in some way, Elza explained. The space agency previously announced that it would adopt a multiple award approach to the satellite procurement. Three contractors are expected to be selected for the effort. Even with the new solicitation, the spokesperson assured that there would not be any substantial impacts to the delivery timeline, cost, or technical requirements of the satellite program.